Belinda and Penguin Random House Australia present this unabridged recording of Catwinkle and the Missing Tulips, written by Elliot Perlman and read by Susan Bamford Callio. Part 1. Most people don't expect cats and dogs to get along. This is also something most cats and dogs have in common with each other. They don't expect to get along very well with each other either. If you find a group of cats and dogs arguing loudly like, well, cats and dogs, you might want to try to find something they can agree on as fast as you can so that the noise of their arguing doesn't give you a headache. Try asking them if cats and dogs get along. Nearly all of them will say, "No way! Cats and dogs do not get along." Then tell them that they're all agreeing with each other. This will likely shock them into silence, at least for a moment. But there was once a cat named Catwinkle and a dog named Eula who knew that cats and dogs can get along. In fact, they knew that sometimes a cat and a dog can be best friends. Catwinkle and Eula knew this because they, a cat and a dog, were best friends, living together and even sharing the same room. They even shared the same human, a charming and quite loving barber named Mr. Sabatini. The three of them lived together in a charming house by a canal on a street that cats and dogs knew as Herring Street, even though humans got it wrong and called it Herrengracht. Herring Street was in a beautiful city called Amsterdam. Here, lovely old houses, all of different colours, nestled together as though cuddling each other along cobbled streets. Many of these streets had canals running down the centre of them. Boats would carry people and sometimes animals along the canals to cafes, restaurants, and to the many wonderful museums and art galleries. Some of the most famous paintings in the whole world could be found in Amsterdam's art museums. The paintings, museums, and even the old narrow houses of Amsterdam all had their own stories dating back many hundreds of years. The people were friendly, many of them choosing to get around the city on foot or on their bicycles, and the food was very tasty, with the smell of coffee and freshly baked bread and cookies wafting in the air. It was no wonder people from all over the world came to visit. –